Let's talk about Mr. Bill Walton. If you know of him, if you know of his career, or you've heard him as a broadcaster covering NBA games or the Pac-12 out west, he is a character. He's a one of a kind. He's one of one. And I've been a big fan for a long time. So without further ado, please enjoy this keynote given by the legendary Hall of Fame basketball player Bill Walton at the San Diego Annual Convention for the WCLBMA, the end of October. As always, thank you for listening.
West Coast Lumber Building Materials Association. Here we go. Yeah. Where dreams become reality, where we come to grow, and where the deal goes down. This is really the story of my life, because my life can be compared to one of your saw blades with really big teeth, up and down, spectacular rises all the way to the top, followed almost immediately by catastrophic collapse and failure and being at the bottom again. Now, I'm the luckiest dude in the world, having grown up here in San Diego. I was born less than a mile from here. I live just a couple of miles from here. And this has been my dream. And so I was so fortunate to have the greatest parents ever. Now, they had zero interest in sports, none. I never shot a basket with my dad. I saw him run one time at the church picnic and fell over laughing. My mom was our town's librarian. But I was super lucky in that I found my first coach when I was 8 years old. He was a San Diego native who, after high school, became a fireman. And what do firemen do? They do just what you do. They see trouble and they head right for it. And that's what my first coach did, Rocky. He was the volunteer coach at our elementary school for 59 years of his life. Never took a penny. Coached every student, every day, every sport, every level. When he died just a few years ago after volunteering for 59 years, he was the richest guy I've ever known. I can't tell you if he knew anything about sports, but he knew life, and he knew team, he knew community, he knew building, and he knew foundations. Then I had the privilege of finding basketball very early, which gave me a world that you create for everyone in your community. Hope, opportunity, and purpose. And the voices in my ear growing up as a child here in Southern California, Chick Hearn, the Laker broadcaster, the greatest broadcaster ever, and then whose brain and mouth were just in perfect sync and harmony at all times. And then John Wooden. Every coach, every teacher, every mentor, every leader I had as a child was a disciple of John Wooden and Chick Hearn. That was the culture that I grew up in. Sports ultimately became the easiest thing in my life. Academics were second, straight A student. My challenges have been orthopedic health. I was born with birth defects in both feet that they never found until it was way too late. But nothing was going to stop me. I grew up, like most of you, in an era when you never went to the doctor and you'd have a bone sticking out, right? And rub some dirt on it. Let's go. It'll be better by tomorrow. Put some ice on it. I don't even think we used ice in those days. And just go outside and sit underneath the tree for a little while. And so here I was. It was a fantastic world of sports and academics, but the challenges that I had. I've had 39 orthopedic operations. I ground both of my feet into dust. They're now both fused. And it was a very touch and go situation all the time. When I was 28 years old, they told me they were going to have to cut my foot off if things didn't turn around very quickly. And then there was all these different moments. I had my first surgery when I was 14 years old. I was playing basketball at Helix in the summertime, August 1967, playing against some really old guys. They were in their 30s. I think Bradley might have been in that game. And anyway, I was torching these really old guys as a 14-year-old. They didn't like it, so they took me down with a high-low, and I had to have my first operation. And lying in that hospital bed, the uncertainty that we all face every single moment. And so there it was, and then grinding through the foot troubles and everything. I broke my spine January 7th, 1974, playing for UCLA up in the Palouse at Pullman, Washington State. Not that I remember the date, but hadn't lost a game in 5 years after 11 days in the UCLA hospital. I got up, put a corset on with steel rods in this corset, flew across this great country of ours to Notre Dame, and we lost the 88-game winning streak. And that... my winning streak as a member of my teams goes back to my junior year of high school. So it was way up there, but he hadn't lost the game. But we broke Coach Wooden's ultimate mantra, which was, all I ask is that you do your best. Your best will be good enough. But whatever it is you do, don't beat yourself, don't cheat yourself, don't shortchange yourself. That will be the worst kind of defeat you'll ever suffer. When I got to the NBA, realized that little Billy growing up with his red hair and his freckles and his big nose and his goofy, nerdy looking face and his horrendous speech impediment. When I joined the NBA, I was 21 years old. It was the first time in my life that I'd ever encountered anybody that didn't have my best interest at heart. But when I was 21 and joined the NBA, I finally encountered somebody who did not have my best interest at heart. And that's when the endless string of stress fractures came into my life on my feet, and then the endless string of uncertainty. And all the different aspects that went into that, my greatest challenge has been the fact that I'm a lifelong stutterer, and that I couldn't say a word. I couldn't say hello, I couldn't say thank you until I was 28 years old. Learning how to speak is my greatest accomplishment and your worst nightmare. And when when I made this deal with John to come on down here and Bradley, you know, they said, Bill, we got to keep to the schedule. Very important. I said, okay, I got it. How much time do they? And they told me how much time I had. And so I told them that I would look at the clock, and I did at the beginning. But this is like life. This is like a basketball game. This is like a Grateful Dead concert. We know when it's going to start, but we have no idea where we'll be when we do finally come to an end. So we were down in Atlanta on a Friday night at the old Omni, second biggest crowd in the history of the Omni. The only crowd that was ever bigger were when the world champion Portland Trailblazers went in there in 1977. And so here we are. We got this great team, classic team, team for the ages. They had a good team. They had Dominique Wilkins and Doc Rivers and Reggie Theus and a lot of good players, right? But we had Larry Bird, we had Kevin McHale, and nobody else did. We also had Red Auerbach as our top guy. So it was fantastic. We go in there and the place is just electric as can be, and we're getting killed, right? And here it was. We had no chance. We're down 25 at the half, right? And the fans are going crazy in Atlanta. They're taunting everybody. And the other players, with the exception of Dominique Wilkins, he had too much class. He never said a word. We go into the locker room with our tails between our legs. We sit down in our chairs. And our great coach, Casey Jones, one of the six Hall of Fame coaches that I played for, and the most like John Wooden of any coach I ever played for on and off the court. Please bear in mind that when I was named one of the top 75 players in the history of the NBA, they also named the top 15 coaches in the history of the NBA. Of those 15, I played for four of them. In chronological order, Lenny Wilkins, Jack Ramsey, Casey Jones, and Red Auerbach. So Casey walks into the locker room. We're down 25. He looks at us, and he looks at his watch, and he finds the cooler over in the corner. He goes over there, pulls a beer out of the cooler, right? Pops it, goes, sits in his chair, pounds it down. Gets up, looks at his watch, looks at us, goes back to the cooler for a second beer, pounds that down, gets up, looks at his watch, looks at us, goes back and gets a third beer, pounds that down, right? Then he looks at his clock one last time, stands up and says, let's go. And that's all he said. And we go out on the court, and we're so fired up and so ready to go, just witnessing and being inspired by Casey pounding down three beers in 15 minutes, that as we're getting ready to start, it's right in front of our bench. Larry always took the ball out of bounds, right? So Larry, And then you watch the games today. The top players never take the ball out of bounds because they're worried they're never going to get it back. But when you have a real team, which is defined by these characteristics, the greatness of the teams. I heard all these leaders up here today, and the businesses that you guys run as the serial entrepreneurs and the foundational pillars of your community. What makes the teams work? Leadership, teamwork, communication, focus, execution, hope, opportunity, and purpose, friendship, loyalty, cooperation, and then sacrifice, discipline, and honor. And that was Larry Bird, and that was our Boston Celtic team in 86. And so, Larry, the referee hands him the ball right in front of our bench to start the second half. Larry, we're down 25. He takes the ball and he pushes it right back into the midsection of the referee, who's standing there shocked and stunned. But Larry won't let the referee go. And he looks right into his eyes, deep into his soul. And he says to that referee, as serious as he could be, "We're down 25. We're not going to quit. You make sure you don't quit either." Larry started the third quarter by making his first 11 shots. 7 of them were threes. At the end of the third, after being down 25, we're tied. We won the game in overtime. We did not need a plane to get home that night. So the path forward that I use all the time is have a dream, have a goal, have a vision. What is it that you want? Find a coach. There's never been greatness without leadership, without a coach. And the best coach to have is someone who's on their way back from where you want to go. And I heard all the guys talking about building and developing those champions. But obviously, you certainly have to have a team. I wanted to be great from the very beginning. I learned and realized immediately that I couldn't do it by myself. I needed a coach. I needed a team. I needed a platform. So Coach Wooden, when I was 15 years old, already a good basketball player, and I see all the pressures that you guys are under with everybody coming to you, trying to make deals with you, right? Well, that was my life when I was 15. And then John Wooden came into our lives, and he walked in the same house that I grew up in. My mom lived there for 69 years. My dad died 18 years ago. My mom just died this year, January 8th, 2022. And she was 23 days shy of her 95th birthday. And I was the last person to see her. We just lived 10 minutes apart, and I would go there every day. That house, John Wooden walked in 1967, 15 years old, high school sophomore. And he looked at me, looked at my parents, said, "Bill, Mr. and Mrs. Walton, I know what all the other schools are promising you. But that's not the way life works. There's no guarantees. Only thing I can promise you, Bill, I'll give you a chance. I'll give you a chance to be a part of something special. When you're part of something special, you're going to spend the rest of your life trying to recreate that, trying to duplicate that. But it's a privilege to be a part of something special, and privilege carries with it duty, obligation, and responsibility." And then he turned it, and he said, "Bill, you're facing this huge choice in your life, right? This biggest choice you've faced up to this point. And you have to understand what it is you want. You want to be the champion, which I think you do, because I've seen you play. You're going to be fine. But if you want to be the champion in everything you do, that's going to require you choosing who your teammates are going to be, who your coach is going to be, what the platform is going to be. And that's why you come to UCLA, because your ultimate level of success, accomplishment, achievement, and happiness in life is not based on you. It's how good those guys are next to you." I heard all these panelists up here talking about how hard it is to build the team there. And that's where Wooden was at his best. And so here it was. I made that decision. And it was, I never even looked back. It's the only decision that I really wanted. I wanted to go to UCLA, and I wanted to play for John Wooden, and I wanted to play in that tradition, and I wanted to play in that legacy. And, you know, one thing you learn as trying to be the champion is you learn to love pressure. And you think it's tough being up here as a stutterer with no notes or anything? You try following Kareem Abdul-Jabbar at UCLA. To win the championship and for you guys to be successful as leaders and team builders, you have to be able to develop the champion players. And that's what great coaches do. Now, We'll talk about the mindset of the champion right here. Now, it takes talent to get to the top. It takes character to stay there. Never measure yourself by what you have done, but rather by what you could have or should have been able to do. Those who are not willing to risk going too far will never know how far they can go. You'll never learn what you don't want to know. Talk is cheap, but vision true. Settling for something you don't want brings no rewards. Believe in yourself, because if you don't, who will? And then, when life looks like easy street, there's danger at your door. And so here was Larry Bird, who was the greatest player I ever played with, by far. There were other good ones. Kevin McHale was very good. The Blazer guys were great. The UCLA guys, Greg and Jamal and everything. But this guy, Larry Bird, was so incredible in so many different ways. Because, you know, what really defines the champions is their mental acuity, their decision-making processes, and their emotional commitment. You win one of two ways in life. You're just overwhelmingly better, and the other team just becomes irrelevant cannon fodder. You don't even really care about them. Or sometimes the other team is good, and that's when you got to have somebody who's better than anybody they have. Because when your best player outplays their best player, you're going to win. And we had Larry Bird. Nobody else did. We had Kevin McHale. Nobody else did. We had Red Auerbach. Nobody else did, right? And so Casey Jones, we're there at the moment of truth, right there in the huddle for the final play of the game. And he's stroking his chin, looking at that clipboard, trying to figure out where we're going to go, right? And Larry, who has even less patience than me. Now, Larry leans right in and says, Casey, just give me the ball right there. I'll make the jumper. We're out of here with the victory. Casey immediately regroups, looks up at us. We're all standing there, Kevin, Chief, me, Scotty Wedman, DJ, Danny, Jerry Seesting, Rick Carlisle. And Casey goes, shut up, Bird. I'm the coach here. We're like, it's okay, Casey. Larry's already got 43 points. He's got 25 rebounds, 13 assists. We just need one more play. Come on. Casey goes, I got it, guys. Come on, we're going to give the ball to Larry Bird right there. Larry was so good, he would walk out on the court, go to the other team, and tell them what the play was. And they still couldn't stop him.
There's not much more to say. So I think the more I ramble on here, I'm just going to take away from what you just listened to. If you are in California and you are not a member of the WCLBMA, you need to look in the mirror, strongly question what is going on in your life. Why are you not part of this organization? Absolutely, you should check it out. And I would argue, even if you're in Washington, you're in Oregon, you're in Nevada, I'm sure there's some other states that border California, Arizona, sure, should be all of it, I think. Maybe not. Anyway, you absolutely should be part of it as well. Check it out. The WCLBMA, you can just Google that. But if you can't remember all those letters in a row, West Coast LBM Association, WCLBMA, you can check out their website, which is lumberassociation.org. Hat tip to whoever got that URL back in 1987. So that's all we've got. Make it a great week.